Penguin Random House Audio presents Olive Kittredge by Elizabeth Strout. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Pharmacy. For many years, Henry Kittredge was a pharmacist in the next town over, driving every morning on snowy roads, or rainy roads, or summertime roads, when the wild raspberries shot their new growth in brambles along the last section of town before he turned off to where the wider road led to the pharmacy. Retired now, he still wakes early and remembers how mornings used to be his favorite, as though the world were his secret, tires rumbling softly beneath him, and the light emerging through the early fog, the brief sight of the bay off to his right, then the pines, tall and slender. And almost always he rode with the window partly open because he loved the smell of the pines and the heavy salt air. And in the winter, he loved the smell of the cold. The pharmacy was a small, two-story building attached to another building that housed separately a hardware store and a small grocery. Each morning, Henry parked in the back by the large metal bins, and then entered the pharmacy's back door and went about switching on the lights, turning up the thermostat, or if it was summer, getting the fans going. He would open the safe, put money in the register, unlock the front door, wash his hands, put on his white lab coat. The ritual was pleasing, as though the old store with its